I'm Brian Turner in the MyFM newsroom. Today I'm speaking with Shane O'Neill, an independent candidate running in the Lanark-Frontenac-Kingston riding for the provincial election. Thank you so much for joining us today, Shane.
Thank you for having me, Brian.
Let's just start off. What are the main issues you think are facing this riding's residents at this election?
So for me, affordability and access to health care are the primary issues facing our constituency. These issues have only gotten worse since the last election. Since 2022, the cost of living has increased across Ontario, but particularly in medium and small communities like Carleton Place, Almont, Perth, and Smiths Falls. These areas have experienced rapid growth, yet housing supply and the availability of doctors has failed to keep pace with that demand.
How do you plan on addressing these concerns?
If elected, I'll champion policies that make life more affordable for everyone by addressing the structural challenges I see in housing, taxation, and infrastructure investment. One of the key drivers of the housing crisis is the imbalance between supply and demand. The provincial government must create incentives for developers to build a variety of housing types, single-family homes, townhouses, multiplexes, and rental units at scale in order to meet this demand. Ontario already has the tools to encourage home building, but they're being underutilized. I will advocate for reducing development fees and streamlining approval processes to accelerate construction of new homes in our communities.
What will you do to support local residents facing a potential trade war with the United States?
So I believe that all levels of government must present a united front against any unfair U.S. trade actions. If elected, I will advocate for businesses in Lanark, Frontenac, and Kingston and across Ontario by working to get our products and services to tariff-free markets around the world. Canada has free trade agreements with 50 countries and more than 1 billion consumers outside of the United States. And our elected officials must get out and help local industries access those markets. In the event of broad tariffs on our exports to the United States, I will push for provincial and federal support through Ontario Works and the Federal Employment Insurance Program to protect affected workers in Lanark, Frontenac, and Kingston.
What do you bring to the table in terms of knowledge, experience, and voter relations?
I'm a resident of Carleton Place and actively involved in our community. For the last 3 years, I've been a member of the Carleton Place Municipal Heritage Committee, where we work with the local council to promote events, programs, and education related to the heritage of our historic town. For 6 years, I was a director of research with a public affairs consulting firm in Ottawa. And prior to that, I was a reporter and journalist in Saskatchewan and Toronto. I'm an active communicator, and if elected at MPP, I would make it my priority to routinely engage with residents to hear your concerns, help address your issues, and keep you informed of the latest policies, regulations, and legislation coming from Queen's Park. With your vote, I will be your voice at Queen's Park and vote in the best interests of our communities, not the interests of any political party.
Thank you so much for taking the time to join us today, Shane. We wish you the best on February 27th.
It's been my pleasure, Brian. Thank you.